Wing TV, with Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani. The revolution is being televised.
Hello, it's Wednesday, August 10th, and you're watching Wing TV. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV. Before we get started today, we'd like to announce that tonight at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, we're going to appear on Stan Hesse's radio show. To find it, simply go to realityradionetwork.com, click on Wednesday, and you'll see it. We're at 9 o'clock Eastern Time, p.m. tonight, and we look forward to that. It's a one-hour show. Also, what we do here on Wing TV essentially is we're a talk show. And even though we give news, we're not primarily a news show. Mm-hmm. We come more out here and we just talk to you and explain the way we see the world. And last night, Lisa and I were out walking, and I said, what are the two main things we're trying to do here? And it was pretty evident we're trying to expose the New World Order outside of this movement, and we're also trying to expose the New World Order within this movement that's infiltrated.
Right. A lot of people don't seem to realize that it also is within these various movements, the truth, the tax, the 9/11, the patriot movements. All of these movements have been infiltrated by the New World Order as well.
So some people say, well, when are you going to go back to fighting the New World Order?
We never stop.
Yeah, we never stop, because the New World Order outside this movement and the New World Order within it go like this. They're one in the same.
Right. Somebody else said today, as long as we don't eat our own. Well, we don't eat our own. We eat the enemy.
Right, right. That's a good way of putting it, because one of the surest signs of a disinfo artist is when they come out and say, oh, we can never talk about anybody within the patriot movement. So does that mean that anybody that calls himself a patriot has carte blanche to say or do anything?
Does that mean that everybody who's in these movements is in it for the same reason that Victor and I or you are?
Exactly. That's another good point.
That's presumptuous.
Right. So think about that. And that's what we're going to do, is we're going to come out every day and we're going to talk to you and explain the way we see the world. Now, there's a very troubling sight I had this morning. I was out driving around, and there's a new store opening today. It's called Ollie's Bargain Discount Outlet. And what they do is they buy secondhand stuff or factory outlets or things that are discontinued, liquefied, whatever, and then they sell it in the store.
Right.
Well, there were so many people in the parking lot of this store that they actually had to have security guards out there blocking the parking lot so the cars couldn't go through it. There were hundreds and hundreds of people stretched outside
now
the
mind
door.
Mind you, this town has a Walmart, a Target.
Two Walmarts.
Many, many different stores.
Mm-hmm.
We have several different kinds of stores that sell bargain and discount products already. Now we have another one.
Well, what troubled me, though, was that, as everyone knows, Lisa and I have been attending quite a few rallies in the last year or year and a half, and I've never seen this many people at any of these rallies that we've attended. This parking lot was just packed with people waiting at the door for when they opened.
I think the last time we saw a line like that was when they opened the Chinese buffet.
Yeah. Yeah. So all these people are going to the Chinese buffet when it opens and to Ollie's bargain discount outlet.
What does that tell you? When the mall sits empty.
Well, or when people aren't going to the rallies when this D.C. event, this Truth Convergence, was a nationwide event. And there weren't as many people as there were in the parking lot of this store. It was unbelievable. The only blessing in disguise is that Ollie's is going to take now customers away from Walmart. So that's the only good thing about it.
That's a yeehaw.
Yeah. Now, I was telling Lisa before the show, I was talking to a civil engineer this morning who teaches at Penn State. And I got to know him a little bit, and I asked what his specialty was, and he said structures. And as soon as he said that, the light bulb went off in my head.
Yeah.
And as we tell everyone, Lisa and I talk about 9/11 every single day to people. Every single day.
Everywhere we go.
Yeah. So I started telling him about the book 9/11 on Trial.
Right.
And how the official version of events was a lie and on and on. And he was looking at me very curiously. He's a professor. He is probably in his late 50s. He was actually going to a conference, so he's very well accredited. And he's looking at me like I'm crazy, so I start explaining things, and he says, well, no, the building came down, the towers came down because they were poorly designed. Well, we know that's untrue, don't we?
No, they were over-designed.
Right. And so I told him that. And then he says, well, what really happened was that these fires caused the steel. He says, when it got to about 800 degrees Fahrenheit, it turned the steel into Play-Doh.
Right.
And I said, well, sir, I hate to disagree with you, but I said the elasticity of steel is 1,022 degrees, and the plasticity of steel is 1,320 degrees. Now, Lisa and I talk about this all the time on our interviews.
And what did he say?
Well, then he starts getting more and more quiet, and I start talking more and more, and then I start talking about how steel buildings have never collapsed, and then I do the gravity free fall, the 10 seconds. And so this conversation lasted about 15 minutes. Finally, at the end of it, he says to me, you know what? The people that were behind this should be put in prison for the rest of their lives. I completely sold a civil engineer who teaches at Penn State. I completely sold him in 15 minutes.
Life in prison at the very least.
At the very least, exactly. And then after I ended this conversation, I thought, you know what? It's all so simple. We have the answer. It's right here. It's right here in front of us. The whole case is solved. And I started thinking, why isn't Alex Jones letting his listeners know about this information? Because Alex Jones is a traitor. It's the same with Jeff Rentz is a traitor. Mike Rupert's a traitor. George Noory and Art Bell are traitors. And so is all these other 9/11 truth groups that aren't putting this information out there. They're traitors, and they're doing a great disservice to everybody out there.
If we can turn somebody's opinion around in 15 minutes, just think of what each one of you could do, what Alex Jones or Jeff Rentz or any one of these people that we've come out against could do. Look at the massive amount of people that they reach on a daily basis,
right?
And they're not trying to teach them anything.
That was the next point I was going to bring up is, between all of these people that I mentioned just a minute ago, they reach literally millions and millions of people. We could solve this case in 1 week and have the government scurrying for cover. But we're not, because these people refuse to give that information out. So every day we get emails here from people, from viewers, and they say, what can we do? Mm-hmm. What can we do to make a difference?
Take it out on the street.
Not only
activism.
That, but from now on, we want to start seeing some things around the internet. Write articles or short things and send them around the internet. Why is it Alex Jones, Jeff Rentz, George Noory, Art Bell, Mike Rupert, the 9/11 groups, why aren't they talking about the controlled demolition and getting this information out there? You can do that.
Our friend Vinny Sammartino made a good point, too, yesterday. He said that not everybody's where we're at in this whole 9/11 information, knowledge base.
Mm-hmm.
But wherever you're coming at, however you can broach the subject with people, as long as you get to the crooks, which is the controlled demolition, it's okay. You know, you can talk about it from this angle or that angle, whatever angle is easiest for people to understand mm-hmm. and grasp first. Just make sure you get to the center.
That's right.
Controlled demolition.
Yeah, that's it. And he said, you know, you can start off talking about the Pentagon, how there was no plane there, how it was physically impossible for Flight 77 to do that damage, and on, but come back to the controlled demolition at the crux. And we can't reiterate enough, why aren't these people in our own alternative media talking about this information? Morgan Reynolds is coming out from the government talking about it. England's Daily Mail just produced an 11-page article on this, and our own people refuse to get this information
out. Well,
you should
calls
be
them
outraged.
War criminals.
They are.
And that's what they amount to.
Every one of these people right now, Alex Jones, Jeff Rentz, Rupert, Bell, Noory, and the 9/11 groups are war criminals until they start getting this information into people's hands.
You can turn somebody's opinion around in a matter of 15 minutes,
and it's all right there. And people say, oh, well, Alex Jones does talk about the controlled demolition. Well, very little. Very little. And all he talks about is WTC 7. He doesn't go into the physics and the math and the science of it and really give it. What he wants to do is give you this police state so he can put you in so much fear that you'll buy his videos. But he's not going for the real throat of the issue.
I guess it behooves him to keep us in this police state mindset.
Right. One last thing on 9/11. There was a report that came out yesterday in the New York Times. And it said that over a year before 9/11, there were certain intel groups in the government that that had knowledge of four of the 19 hijackers that were going to do 9/11.
Well, yeehaw for
yeah.
them.
Well, once again, what is this doing? Reinforcing the government's official version of events that the 19 Arab cave dwellers
right.
did it.
And allegedly, they had this knowledge. They just didn't pass it on to anyone else.
Yeah.
yeah, right.
But see, what it is it reinforces again. It keeps coming back to hijackers. They want to keep drumming that into your head.
Right.
And as soon as you read articles like that, I hope the alarms go off and you realize that this is just another scam, another disinfo campaign. Now, I was listening to the radio this morning, and I usually catch about the last 45 minutes of George Norrie's show. He had a lady on that Lisa knows, Nancy Leader. And, folks, you should have heard this nonsense. She says that she communicates with someone called the Zetas. The Zetas.
Zetas.
The Zetas. And you heard some of it, too, didn't you?
Yeah, they're like an alien life form.
Yeah. And so what they would do is they would get callers into the show, and they would say, Nancy, could you ask the Zetas about this? And Nancy would say, okay, calling to the Zetas. And then she would give the answer and then say, end of Zeta response. It was so unbelievable. And then one person asked about some kind of island. And Nancy's like, well, I don't know what that island is. Give me a hint. And they explain it to her. And then she says, oh, the Zetas say that they don't want to answer this question because there might be hidden treasure.
What are the odds that she's any more accurate than what you'd find in your average fortune cookie?
Yeah.
Or Cracker Jack box.
Yes. I mean, even George Norrie is asking her, it's like, Nancy, okay, will you ask the Zetas about reincarnation? Like he was taking it seriously.
Nancy Leader has been in a feud over the last few years with Mark Hazelwood of Planet X fame, and she supposedly gets all her information from these alien beings called the Zetas.
Yeah.
And so we're supposed to take it upon her authority that
yeah.
she's actually telling us the truth. Of course, she has nothing to back up anything she says except whatever information comes to her from beyond.
Yeah. But to listen to George Norrie sitting there
yeah.
as if this was all serious was just so mind-boggling.
Right, George. There's nothing more important you could be talking about. Right? You know what I mean?
Yeah, than the Zetas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Way
now,
to go.
Yeah. Now, what do you think of this woman down in Texas, Cindy Sheehan, down in Crawford, Texas, in front of George Bush's ranch, or I guess a couple miles away from it?
Well, my heart goes out to her.
Exactly.
And I don't know that I wouldn't be doing the same thing. Some people have characterized her behavior as bizarre, but if you're a parent and you lose your child, mm-hmm. I mean, there's no way to gauge the level of grief that you'd be experiencing. And who has the right to determine how bizarre or her behavior is or not?
That's
she
true.
Lost her son in a war based on a pack of lies. I know I'd be damn mad. If it was me.
You better believe it. And in my eyes, anyway, she's becoming a symbol
mm-hmm.
of the Iraqi war. And I read an article, or it had a headline, it says, can one woman stop the war? And I thought that was very poignant.
Well,
that this woman, she's doing something. She's doing
she's
something.
She's being joined by other gold
yeah.
star military families now. I guess she's encamped right at the gate to the mm-hmm. Crawford Ranch. And one person emailed us and said, we should take our banner down to Crawford
yeah.
and throw some 9/11 truth in there and stand by her side. And we really wish we could
yeah.
make all these trips. Unfortunately, the money tree dries up now and then, and we are saving up toward ground zero.
Yeah.
We've already made two trips in the last couple of months. So.
But if anybody is in Texas, they should go out to
yeah.
Crawford and make big banners that say 9/11 World Trade Center controlled demolition. Go
right.
out there with Cindy Sheehan. Because this woman is becoming what activism is. She's going out there, and coward George Bush is hiding in his
ranch. Texas locals, go out and show your support for Cindy Sheehan and truth.
All right. Now, let's buzz through a couple other things. Mick Jagger
mm-hmm.
and the Rolling Stones are coming out with a new album.
Mm-hmm.
One of the songs on it is very critical of George Bush and his administration. It's called Sweet Little Neocon. So we haven't heard the song yet, but we
mm-hmm.
read some of the lyrics, and they sound very good, so we'll keep you updated on that. Also, up in New York, there's a woman named Janine Pirro, who's the Westchester DA, and we've talked about her on this show before. If you forget who she was, she is going to throw a ring in the hat to run against our favorite.
Hat in the ring.
Her hat in the ring. And she's going to run against our favorite, Miss Hillary Clinton.
Your favorite.
Yeah, yeah, all of our favorites. Now, the thing that's weird or funny about Janine Pirro is that just like Hillary Clinton, she's pro-choice, pro-gun control, pro-immigration, pro-affirmative action and pro...
Pro, don't bother.
Yeah, and pro-gay marriage. So this is going to be a battle for Hillary, because instead of running against someone who's the polar opposite of her, she's going to be running against someone maybe that's just like her. The only difference is that a lot of people are asking Hillary to make a pledge.
Right, to fulfill her term. You know what this is? This is just some more pick your poison.
Yeah.
In fact, Bob Woodward has even come out and said that Dick Cheney may run in 2008. Yeah. Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
We can't see that happening.
No.
Now, last week, the new job numbers came out for this country, and there was a glowing report. America's economy is strong. There's more hires than there have been for many, many months.
And parents, you'll be happy to know that you really don't need to send your kids to college anymore.
Yeah.
Because 98% of the jobs that have opened up are all pretty much service industry, waitress,
yeah,
bartender, maids, stuff
yeah
like that.
That's right. So of all these newly created jobs in the last month, 98% were in the service industry. Manufacturing, once again, went down.
Mm-hmm.
And the actual wages that people are making went down 0.04%.
Just think of all that fake money you can save not sending your kids to college
yeah
now.
And when you hear these numbers, harken back to the book Animal Farm by George Orwell, because they can manipulate these numbers any way they want to, and that's what they're doing.
I just wanted to throw a couple things out at you. What the Iraq War has done for America. Halliburton stock has increased 284%.
Hmm.
There's, as I said, more waitress and bartender employment opportunities. Gas averages $2.40 a gallon. We're now in striking distance of every location in the Middle East. We have Iran surrounded. We have Saddam toppled because what's good for Israel is good for us.
Mm-hmm.
That's sarcasm. Almost 2,000 soldiers are dead now, and hate for America has increased. Oh, and we've put billions and billions of dollars down a black hole.
Huh. You know, since you mentioned them numbers, it seems like more and more Republicans are getting disgusted with the Bush administration than ever before. And, of course, you would consider or you would think that the liberals were all mad at them, but more and more Republicans are getting fed up with this administration because they see, like last week there was that one incident where 16 Marines were killed, and just a couple days ago, every day there's more and more soldiers killed. So what does George Bush do?
That doesn't impress me, Victor, that they're getting disgusted. I mean, we've already had so many people die now. They're disgusted.
But
they're just getting disgusted
yeah, well,
now.
I mean, it's taken them nearly 5 years. But the point is that all of these soldiers are being killed. It's a complete mess in Iraq. And what does George Bush do? Goes to Crawford for a 5-week vacation. Now, this is the longest vacation that any president has taken in 36 years.
Well, most of the year he's on vacation.
Yeah. So those kids and those men are over there in the desert dying. Halliburton's making tons of money, and George Bush is down at his ranch on vacation for 5 weeks. It's just unbelievable.
Way to go, George.
Yeah. Now, we talk a lot about the housing bubble on Wing TV. And here's the thing that's weird, is everyone says that at some point in the near future, this bubble is going to burst. Yet, in Center County where we live, there's 6,000 new homes either currently being built or in the process of being built. 6,000. Now, we don't live in a metropolis here. So to have 6,000 new homes on the slate is an incredibly high number. And what were you saying about?
I was just reading this morning that a lot of these builders, and one in particular here in Pennsylvania, Toll Brothers, they're dumping shares of their stock in large amounts. They're dumping fast. Now, if they had expected the stock to increase,
mm-hmm,
do you think they'd be selling it off
yeah
right now? But they're getting rid of it. Why?
Yeah. So there seems to be a huge dichotomy that the construction market is still booming. The housing market's booming. Yet there's all this talk about the bubble, and I don't know all the answers to it, but something isn't adding up.
Well, they're saying that this is about to end.
Yeah.
This boom.
Yeah. Finally, Lisa and we were talking before the show about China. And this is another strange circumstance,
mm-hmm,
because since all of our industry has been outsourced over to China right now, what's happening is that we're giving money to China,
mm-hmm,
to buy products, okay?
Right.
Then what they're doing is sending the products over here. But in addition to that, since we have so much debt in this country, somebody has to pay for it. So what China's doing then is sending our own money back to us. to buy our T-bills.
Right.
And it's incredible that we're virtually getting all of our products for free in this country, not only from China, but from the whole world, because everybody has to stockpile our money to buy OPEC oil. So it's almost as if everything we get here in this country, at least up at the top, is all being subsidized by everybody keeping our money. Now, that's a good arrangement until they realize that our money doesn't have any value and they switch to a different currency.
Right.
When that happens, then it's a catastrophe. So
right.
it's much more complicated. And we talked for, what, probably about 20 minutes about mm-hmm. this, just getting the whole thing together. But what it is we give our money to China, they give our money back to us, and then we spend the money on the war. That's what it boils down
pretty
to.
Pretty nice racket, huh?
Yeah. So tonight, tune in to Stan Hess's show.
Right, and we are going to provide you with the books and videos that we said we were going to talk about today yeah. on Thursday.
Right, so we just had to cover some of this stuff. It starts getting, we start getting behind on it.
And
so.
For those of you worried about the story going around that the internet's going to be taken down, whether it is or it isn't, you should by now have taken what you're doing outside the box. Mm-hmm. If you're involved in activism, and hopefully you are, or if you're just making other people aware, it should already be beyond the internet. And hopefully you have other contacts. There's plenty of ways to spread the word, not just the internet. We can't just rely solely on the web as our means of communication. So take it out on the street. Talk to people everywhere you go, yeah. every day.
And also, spread the word. Help us getting the word out about the controlled demolition.
Right.
Ask everybody, Jones, Rance, Norrie, and all the rest of them, why aren't they getting
just
this
remember
information
one thing.
Out?
Your silence is not going to protect you.
That's right. Yeah. Get some balls and throw them against the wall. It's balls to the wall right now and go for the throat. So we'll be back tomorrow. Tune in to Stan Hess tonight. Keep your eyes open. There's a lot going on.
See you then.